What up, humans? This is FYI, transmitting live from mid-city Los Angeles, worldwide. And right now, I'm tuned into the Hip Hop Digest Show with the homies, King Killer, Kurt G, and E. Green.
Marina Del Rey, an absolute bloodbath. Let me guess, the beach is being held by a brigade of airline stewardesses and mid-engine Porsches.
Someday, when the social order has broken down, and the guard is the last line of defense between you and a bunch of screaming welfare animals, you won't think it's so silly.
Sure I will. I'm just a silly guy. Silly guy. Silly guy. Silly guy. Silly guy.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
And we're about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Green, but you know how we do. We go in that fishbowl every so often.
Yes, sir.
Today, caught up.
Yes, sir.
With Lou Adams.
What up, though? What up, though? Lou Adams, a.k.a. Astrophysics.
Astrophysics.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, that's what's up. So, Lou, you done been around here enough to know
what time it is.
What time it is. So
you should have your list on your phone ready to go.
But hold up.
Don't get caught out there.
But before we get him in, Lou, where are you from? You want to shout out where you from? Where you repping?
Originally, I'm from Mount Clemens, Michigan, but nowadays I stay right outside of Milwaukee.
All right.
Okay.
No doubt. Okay. All right, here we go. Our guest, our esteemed guests on the Hip Hop Digest Show, Mr. Adams, your personal top three MCs.
I got a couple lists, but I'm going to give you my all-time is KRS-One, Common Sense, and Fonte. Those are my all-time.
Okay.
My current top three, Master Ace, Royce 5'9", and Sky Zoo.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
He came through with six.
No, he was ready.
Ye was ready.
Right.
All right. Mr. Adams.
Yes, sir.
The first piece of music that you bought with your own money.
The first 45 I got, I'm dating myself, it was a Rod Stewart 45.
Oh shit.
If you think I'm sexy.
Oh shit. Hey man, that we love that type of music around here.
Come on, sugar, let me know.
Yep.
First album I got was Parliament Funkadelic, Clones of Dr. Funkenstein.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay. That's what's good. No doubt. So, all right, we got our guest in. We ready. I'm going to get right into the Hip Hop Digest. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is it's a bit of a veteran show this week. You know what I mean? But at the end, I do got a question about a young boy.
Oh, shit.
But I'm going to save it to the end. I've got a question about a young boy. First topic goes into, hey, you don't hear from this cat, but I guess he could be classified as a veteran now. Waka Flocka.
Damn.
Remember him?
We didn't have to hear from him today.
Yeah. Waka Flocka, he said he regrets bringing a dangerous lifestyle into hip-hop. Waka Flocka says bringing a dangerous lifestyle into hip-hop. I wasn't supposed to do that, Flocka says. He said, put it like this. He's like, it's like I got an electric wire, all right? And it's got electricity in it, right? But I found that you can't swim with an electric wire in your hands. That's how he basically prefaced his dancing around bullets and a lot of that brick squad, brick for, I'm assuming, slang for cocaina, dancing around bricks of cocaine.
Yeah.
And he regrets doing that. Now, he's made all his money about doing that. I mean, you know, he's a wealthy guy because of it, but he's regretting it now. And Flocka always had that sensibility, though. Just to say, he's originally from Queens, New York.
Wait a minute. You're going to help me here because I'm on the fence right now.
Okay.
I have something good to say, and I might not have something good to say, but I'm going to ask you a question.
My man.
It's going to help me.
My man.
Please tell me that he is not the one that you used to refer to that don't be doing that dictionary rap.
Yes, sir. He's the man.
All right. I just wanted to be clear. So my decision is, my thoughts on it are solid now.
And your thoughts are? Yeah.
Yeah, since you already went in.
Yeah. We're gonna take him at face value. and appreciate the fact that he realizes that what he did was fucked up. You know what that means? That means he's growing up. He's becoming a real man, not a boy man, not somebody who's 20-something, not giving a fuck. He's a little older now, and he probably is seeing the ramifications of what he contributed to with his art.
Okay. That's a good take. This is where I'm taking it. What did you say he did now? He said he brought something to hip-hop?
He said he regrets bringing a dangerous lifestyle into hip-hop.
I think that shit was around before he started doing it.
Yep.
I don't think he brought anything back into hip-hop. It was already around. Well, he might have been popular in the South with it or in Atlanta doing what he's doing, and maybe niggas was copying his style. But the dangerous lifestyle was around before that.
Okay. Well, Mr. Adams, I don't know how much Flocka you played in your life.
None.
Nigga said none.
All right. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about a young man, as Swerve said, he's growing up a little bit, but he's not a young kid. Flocka's got to be every bit of 35. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, you know, well, you know, he's past his prime now, so of course he's gonna reflect back on what he did right and what he did wrong, and that's one of his regrets. I don't know what else really to say on that kid. I was never really a fan of his. He's what you would call a no talent.
Yes. Although I still believe that because, again, he was originally from Queens, New York, and I think that he's one of these guys. And there's a lot of them. They hover around, you know, they hang around a closet where deep in their heart, they know that the people, a lot of their peers, and more than a few Southerners, and hell, in this point in time, it ain't even Southerners got to do with this non-rapping motherfuckers is from everywhere. really appreciates the art, and really deep in his heart is like, yo, there's so many cats out here, it ain't really nice like that. So that's how I see Flocka. He always had that sensibility, but he couldn't say it. Now that he passes prime and he ain't, you don't have any threat to his career, any threat to his money, all his money's in the bank now, he can now say this. So
true. That's very true what you're saying.
Indeed.
But all that broad day with the AK talk he was putting out back then, all them anthems that he had back then, because he had a bunch of anthems.
Yeah, he did.
Heavy rotation. I give him that. But karma, my nigga. that's all I can say, B.
Well, I don't think it's karma.
If he's starting to regret it, B, it's coming back to him. He's starting to feel like... If you have no regrets about it, it's got to be karma. You having regrets about some shit that you did, nigga, you made money off that. You was eating good off of it. You should have no regrets. You did what you did. You enjoyed what you was doing. There should be no regrets behind it.
All right. That's what's up. All right. We're going to keep rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is it true crime doesn't pay? Speaking of crime, Benny the Butcher says...
Oh, wow.
His UK tour got canceled over FBI reports and felony convictions. Benny revealed that several of his shows in the United Kingdom have been canceled over his criminal record, while admitting that he picked up a recent felony charge. I don't know what that was all about. He explained on Twitter that old FBI reports and a new felony charge that he caught last week. Okay. Mm. He said you won't find out about the new felony charge until his documentary comes out. But he did confirm that he may be able to go to Paris and Amsterdam. It's costing him money. And I don't know why Benny... I don't know. Now, I'm going to try and give Benny the benefit of the doubt here.
Benny benefit.
You know, hey, Benny, you remember that?
Yes,
I'm going to try and give Benny the benefit of the doubt here. He rhymes about not having the need to commit felonies, although he rhymes very well about committing felonies.
Mm. Oh, he's Scorsese out there?
Well,
now he is.
Yes, now he is. But it's caught now. It's costing him money. Okay, now it's costing him money again. The concert gate is where most of these people make their money, you know. And I'm sure the UK, you know, would have been sold out just like everywhere Griselda or a Griselda affiliate show up. It's usually a sold out affair. So crime doesn't shout to McGriff or McGruff. McGruff. I think. Yeah, McGruff was the crime dog. McGriff shout Harlem MCs. You know what
here
I mean?
Comes Benny. Yeah. His gold is shimmery. We'll take him to the feds for a quick delivery. That's whatever that country said.
So Kurt G, I'm going to ask you here. I'm going to ask you, is it worth it? Or is this going to pay off for him? And is this like an investment? Is this going to pay off in the long run?
It's not going to pay off in the long run, because if you keep on fucking up your show money, you're fucking up your future. That's not going to help you at all. And you getting new felonies, my nigga? I can see them getting you on old shit. But new shit, nigga? What are you doing? I mean, he's talking about you won't see it to the documentary, so I'm thinking if it's a documentary, was they doing a video and had guns all over the damn place? You know what I'm saying? And got caught up, cops came through and shut it down?
Yeah, and he has a gun in his hand by a convicted felon. Ugh. It's another felony.
Exactly. So that's the only thing I could think of. He was shooting a video, and he had guns around. Or he was around a bunch of felons.
So I'm going to ask our guests in a short answer. Is Benny dumb or is he smart?
Benny is dumb, man. Benny needs to go back to shooting his videos in the butcher shop. Make all the videos in the butcher shop and stay away from the guns. Use those utensils in the kitchen, in the deli and all that. What's your name?
The butcher, nigga.
You say it every song.
Oh, man. That's what's up, man. All right. That's what's up. As we keep it along, as we keep rocking, next topic on Hip Hop Digest, it finally happened.
Oh, shit.
He's smirking, too.
Yeah, what happened?
Come on, man. It finally happened.
On the back already?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Rick Ross finally addresses his correctional officer's past and says, explain why he only lasted 4 months in the program. Now, just the title alone, okay, when he was walking around, when 50 was stinging with that officer Ricky, and then, of course, the pictures come out of a young William Roberts in a brown correctional facility uniform. And he's heavily, he's another one heavily betting on gangster. Now, I never said that he didn't sell drugs. I'm just saying that he was doing a lot of, when it was tenuous for his career, a lot of, now that wasn't me. I'm not an officer. Nah, nigga, I'm that Noriega connect, nigga.
The real Noriega.
Yeah, nah, nigga.
Favors.
Exactly. While propagating somebody else's drug dealer name. But, hey, come on. We can forget about that.
Ooh,
come Ross. On. Come on. Huh. You know what I'm saying? We can forget about that.
I think you mad because he started selling thighs.
No, you mad, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody buying that.
You went in on that, nigga.
I did, but... Killer, I don't know what you this is another situation where he probably feels that he's or what do you call that shit when you do a crime and then it goes away after a while and they can't convict you? The statute of limitations. I think Rick Ross is like, shit, statute of limitations is up. I can go ahead and say I worked there.
Yeah, I mean,
he's again, like, to me, he's like Walker. Career's over as far as making music.
Nah, Ross is still relevant.
He's relevant, but as far as putting out, he ain't on the Drake level. He ain't at that level as high as he was once when he was hot. He's not on that level no more. He's past that. So he don't care now if niggas try to be talking shit about him, about music that he put out, or about him being a damn officer. He don't care no more because that shit doesn't affect him. It didn't affect him when he was out. And when 50 was coming at him with that pimping curly shit, was coming at him hard. You thought this nigga, he was done, but he went through it and he made it. So now, shit, fuck it. He might as well write a book, put that shit out.
Rick Ross goes on to say that, you know, part of the thing that it was the paychecks as a correctional officer back then, said he was bringing home about 500 every 2 weeks. And he said that they just didn't compare to what he was making when he was hustling. So Ross is also saying, yeah, I was a correction officer, but I was still hustling, you know.
Hustling.
Yeah, exactly. It's just very interesting. And I said, oh, this is a lot of, it's a retrospective show because you got guys, you got guys, you know, doing a lot of back. So now, let me ask you a question. And this is, goes to our guests and everybody else. So, you know, all this hard body shit, all this shit, this hard drug dealer shit, you know, on a certain level, would it be correct to call these guys phonies? No, I'm talking about the Flockers and the Rosses. Well, Benny's getting felenies now, so he's still committing crime. But I'm talking about the guys who were really glorifying this heavy.
Flocka, you got video evidence of this nigga too. You could throw YouTubes of him back in the day of.
Oh,
he was out there.
Oh, okay, so he was a drug dealer.
The nigga was on the block, but he was out there.
Well, Jay-Z was a drug dealer. I mean,
you
so
ain't got no video evidence of this.
That's
nigga
true.
Selling drugs or no shit like that, but you got evidence that this nigga was out there doing what he was doing. But I'm just saying, these niggas with the retrospective lifestyle, as you say, what they're going back and thinking about what they did and saying shit that they did was wrong, or maybe thinking, damn, I can talk about it now and it won't hurt me. I'm like, okay, why? What I'm thinking, why?
Why is that wrong though? Why could they? Why could you not see it as, like, I mean, because we all go through it, brother. We ain't all multi-million record sellers and shit like that, but we right. were young at one point.
Exactly.
And I know I did some dumb shit. And if the right situation called for it, where I was so moved, I might even say to a young dude, hey, yo, you don't want to go on Green Street. Yo, you just don't go over there and, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, what we got? Was that me?
No, yeah, you good.
You good.
I want to ask our guest, Mr. Adams. I ain't trying to snitch on you, yo. You selling drugs?
Damn. No. Hey, that ain't snitching, nigga. You trying to make him snitch on himself.
Damn. Plead the fifth.
Actually, I was a correctional officer when Rick Ross first came out. So I remember that very well. And I was like, are you ashamed to be a CEO, man? I make decent money, you know? And this guy, you know, wants to turn it to the... He's a studio gangster type shit. That's what I thought he was when that all came out.
And that is the correct answer. See, these guys somewhere live between the reality of something. And I'm not saying that Ross didn't sell drugs or Flocka. Hey, and if he's on video selling drugs, then all the more. But again, the studio, the original statement that I thought Ross bet on gangster is the truth. He bet on gangster. I don't think he was really like that. There's a lot of people who probably was hustling to supplement for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't really know too much about selling drugs other than running nickel bags up and down Willis Lane. And I talked about that, but I'm not a, you know, that's like me talking about doing that. Yo, I used to be the man.
When I was seven, I was carrying them bags.
Yeah, when I was seven, up and down Willis Lane, I used to be the man.
I didn't even know what I was carrying, but I was the man.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Take that. Getting candy.
Yeah, exactly. Take that over to Miss Will's house. Okay. Yeah, and I know I'm the man later on with 50 Cent at the penny candy counter, though.
There you go.
They paid 50 Cent for taking these felony chances.
A little brown bag full.
Yeah, come on. So, all right, that's what's up, man. All right, Ross, I'm assuming these guys could sleep better at night, that it now they've come clean. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a long, far cry from what it is now. You wish these niggas was studio gangsters.
And again, we're going to talk about that.
This shit been flipped.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. Yeah, no doubt. Okay, here we go. As we talk about veteran regrets... All right, this has been a couple of weeks, but I don't believe we covered it. Grandmaster Flash, the Kid Creole government name Nathaniel Glover, rap pioneer to the highest degree, has been convicted and found guilty of stabbing death of a homeless man. He faces 25 joints in the bing. Prosecutors are saying he's going to probably get maybe the whole bid. And at 61, that could be it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
That could be it.
And this has been going on for a while. This is not a new situation.
This happened in 2017. Okay. He was on trial pretty much all of last month. He stabbed a guy twice in the chest with a steak knife in Midtown Manhattan in August of 2017, facing 25 joints. Of course, we remember that the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five was entered in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. The Kid Creole, Solid Gold, if you don't remember, this is one of the most famous lines, you know, in hip-hop history. Yeah. But he looks like he could be doing 25 joints in the bing. And at his age...
Life.
That's life.
That's basically life. Now, his lawyer... In defending his client, says that even up until the stabbing, Kid Creole was still had a substance abuse problem. Mm. You know, was on all the young new drugs besides cocaine, marijuana, lean. I believe was, you know, he was doing a lot of cough syrup as well. That's unfortunate. You know, swerve, you know, things like that, Kid Creole. I mean,
it's a sad story because there's actually, I don't know how it happened. I think I read it a while back, but wasn't it a homeless person or something like that?
Yes, it was a homeless person.
With?
I don't know if he was connected.
I'm not saying no kind of crazy way. I'm just saying they knew each other.
Apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Whatever happened is tragic, and now he's gonna spend time for it. And who knows? Maybe he was in a wrong state of mind from those things you were talking about at that time. But
well, that's
at this point, the court has said guilty.
Yeah. No doubt. So we're all veterans up in here. We listen to plenty of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and certainly will continue to do so. You know, this is just an unfortunate situation. You know, I say peace to Kid Creole, man. I mean, that's crazy. I don't know what to say other than that being crazy. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing else to say on that.
Absolutely nothing.
Indeed. So, no doubt, as we continue on, veterans in the house, Fat Joe, next topic, Fat Joe praises Eminem for his loyalty to 50 Cent. Now, I gotta say this, yo. I gotta say this.
It almost sounded funny to me.
No, I mean, what I want to get to is, what is this? Now, what is this thing with this loyalty shit? You know what I mean? I mean, every time I hear the word loyalty, I always think of that part in Scarface where he's in there and he's talking to Frank. And he's, Frank, I remain loyal to you. I made what I could on the side, Frank, but I was always loyal to you. You know, I never turned you, Frank. I just remember that part. And every time I hear this loyalty surrounding these people all the time, Eminem, 50, Dre, he another one. This loyalty shit. What is this shit?
So now, B, you're gonna have to help me out a lot.
Okay.
Because me, I'm a guy that stands on that. Because I'm a loyal nigga to a fault. If I'm down with you, I'm down with you for life. I got you. So you're gonna have to explain to me what you mean by this loyalty shit, my nigga, because I've got the side eye on you right now, my G. So I need you to explain to me why you have a problem with loyalty.
I don't have a problem with loyalty. Loyalty when a man is protecting his family. You know, loyalty in a situation. You know, we brothers. I mean, God damn it, we've known each other for 40 years. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a business... who guys who are cool as long as the business aspect of the relationship is right, okay? Who, if the business relationship of it is wrong, the loyalty goes out of the window. So when I hear loyalty, i.e. the topic we always say, Bishop Lamont.
Oh, boy.
Okay? He was loyal until he wasn't. Okay? And it's the same thing here. Fat Joe goes on to say, he's like, you know, Eminem is super loyal. He said, I was mad cool with Eminem, but when I was in the beef with 50, he never said nothing to me. Never talked to me, not once. But when I squashed the beef with 50, Eminem became my boy again. He's loyal as a motherfucker.
He's saying loyal to 50? Loyal to 50. Because he wasn't fucking with you.
He's loyal to 50.
He's loyal to 50.
Eminem is loyal to 50. And I guess all this came from, I seen the notification of that shit too off of 50 saying something about Jay-Z or somebody starting some shit.
Well, no, basically it was that Eminem say he's not doing the Super Bowl without 50. And something about Hov saying that, you know, calling Eminem a white boy. I don't know. That's getting into TMZ. But I'm just saying it's loyalty shit around a certain class, you know, a class of people. Diddy too with that shit.
Well,
he's
that
loyal
shit
to himself.
He's loyal to his damn okay. self. We know that nigga ain't got no loyalty.
So I take loyalty as something. You could be very loyal, and I know Kurt G to be loyal, and I know probably all of us on this show are loyal, obviously, to our families and our friends of that nature. That's different than this business relationship loyalty. You know, it's almost like loyal drug dealers. That's why I said I always think about that part in Scarface, where he tell him, Frank, I'm always loyal to you.
He was screaming it.
Yeah, he was. So I like to ask our guest. I like to ask our guest on his thoughts on loyalty. And two, doesn't it come off a little thin to you about this whole record label loyalty thing?
Yeah, I mean, Royce is loyal to Eminem like that.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
You know, he's defending him and stuff, you know, even when he has nothing to do with it. I don't get it either. I mean, who else in the industry is loyal like that to a certain clique or crew?
See, okay, and so it's a good thing you say that. Other people, industry, now loyalty. So, like, this is on a smaller label situation, and. You know, like when Sean Price died, all the people at Duck Down, very small label, but everybody to a man, you know what I'm saying? From Black Moon and everybody who was on Black Moon and everybody else, the OGC, you know, Drew Ha, owners of the labels, everybody rallied around his family and did what they could. True loyalty because they loved him. It was beyond a business relationship. Okay. Now, again, we're talking about Sean Price, and obviously, but, you know, even what little bit of royalties that he was creating, you never heard his family or his daughter specifically say not one time about funny accounting practices, about the other horseshit that goes on with these more paid guys.
Right.
So, just to help you out there, ultimately, that's the point I'm talking about. You know, we got super paid guys. And a word I keep hearing around these people is this loyalty shit. And I don't know Eminem. And I mean, I'm sure Eminem is a wonderful guy, but God damn it, I don't know about all this loyalty shit.
Well, I got one other little bone to pick here.
Okay, my man.
It's going down a whole different lane.
And you know 50 ain't loyal.
Oh, boy. that nigga turn on you in a second. But yeah. I'm going down this road where how this whole story even came out. And the only reason I know about it, like I said, it came up on a notification on my phone, and I read the original story, and it came from Drink Champs. The original shit came from Drink Champs because, what the hell is his damn name? Snoop. Snoop was on there. And Nori was talking to Snoop, and Nori did some old slick shit to me. He did some old slick shit talking about what you just said, about what Jay said to Nori. Jay said this to Nori, and I guess they had a conversation.
Oh, okay.
And he said, he was like, I want to know how you got that lineup together and what happened and how you got them all together on there. And basically he was like, well, The white boy wouldn't do it without 50.
Ah, so that came from Nori.
That came from Nori telling the story.
Okay.
So
he ain't loyal.
Exactly. So you know Jay ain't going to tell that nigga no more fucking stories. Ain't going to talk to that nigga, period, as far as telling him anything personal.
Right.
Shit like that, because that nigga put the story out there just to beef up his fucking ratings for his show, basically.
Just to get a rep.
Just to, I'm like, damn, Nori, what the fuck was that about? Because now you done fucked up an inside scoop. That's some shit you should have held under the cap and be like, damn, okay.
Found another way to get it out
Right. Why you had to say the white boy did it? You even put it out there fucked up the way you told the story. Mm. You could have flipped the story a little bit better than that.
Got it.
So I looked at Nori like, damn, that's fucked up.
So it's, now that you gave me some background on that, that actually, to me, I kind of put Jay in a better light. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the thing that I remember a lot of people, Rockefeller and the whole reason why that thing went down. But you know what? Jay didn't play the loyalty card. He was like, yo, y'all cats are not good for me. I'm out.
And that was it. Where he is now.
Yeah, exactly. But he didn't play the loyalty card. So Jay was more of a man on that level. You know what I'm saying? To Dash and Biggs and be like, what y'all doing? I'm out. I got another level. I'm out.
Man, I think these cats are just loyal to the game. And I'm not talking about Jaycion. I think that's what it is. It's just whatever can bring them notoriety, money, another 15, they're loyal to that.
All right. That's what's up.
I mean, how does Fat Joe look good even saying that about himself except for publicity?
Well, you know, Fat Joe's always got an angle anyway. I mean, that's his plot and trade right now anyway. Yeah, he's always got an angle anyway. You know what I'm saying? And more about him in a hot minute.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
As soon as you mention somebody, you're about to know more about him in a hot minute.
Only because he was on the scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, you know, this topic. If you're listening to the show, you know, and the background music would be the theme song to the Jeffersons. You know what I'm saying?
Moving on up.
Yeah, we're moving on up and you know, whatnot. Jay-Z, Sean Combs, and Fat Joe, once again, show out for DJ Khaled, jump in front of the talent. He finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's finally done moved all the way up. You can't deny him. What has he done? Why is he famous? And God damn it, you know, he's made it. And if he was here, he'd be like, shut the fuck up. I got a star to walk a Hollywood fame. Probably stuff $100,000 in my mouth and tell me to keep it moving. Thanks, sir.
And before Irv comes in and shuts the whole topic down with what he's about to say. I know what he's going to say to shut this whole shit down. So I'm saying this. I guess it's his moment to shine and to put himself in a position where people can look at him and think that he's this or he's that, and to make more publicity for himself and all that. But that's what he does. He makes publicity for himself in any way that he can. And this is just, for me, this is just another way for him to make publicity, because his last album didn't do as well as he thought it was going to do.
So with all those celebrities on it.
That's all he does is get celebrities. That's what he does. That's his talent, to get a whole bunch of people together and put them on an album and hope that shit goes off. And I'm like, how the fuck do you make money off this shit when you ain't doing nothing on here but getting a bunch of people together?
Yo, I gotta ask our guest. Gotta put you on the spot, B. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta ask our guest. What is DJ Khaled? Do you know of any particular signature record, not that he's screaming on, but that he actually got in the lab and produced?
Not a fan.
You know, no doubt. I mean, I couldn't either.
I'm quite sure he's done some shit.
Okay,
that
yeah.
We don't know about it. Maybe even we heard him. Then know he did it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, okay, if he's doing some ghost producing, it's gotten him some real paydays. I mean, because when we talk about Khaled, it's not like, and I'm not, forget about Dre and Preem or any of the Hall of Famers that we talk about constantly. You know what I'm saying? There's DJs out there or just producers who may have one or two or three, you know, really good records or signature hits or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying he hasn't. A fan of his will say, well, you know, he did the remix to blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's his hit. That's his signature hit. But God damn it. Himself? I mean, this is his era, though. Don't get me wrong. Swerve may want to shut the topic down, but I don't understand why. This is his era.
I'm not shutting it down. I'm saying he's got the one statement that's going to shut it all down.
Oh, he does? I mean...
I don't know if I do. I honestly don't know if I do. I think that... and we're talking about Khaled. Right.
Yes.
DJ Khaled, right? We're talking about a guy who found himself in a great position, and he has ridden this tsunami of a wave that his career has been. Because like you said... what is a record that you could name? I mean, I know there's a couple that I know, but I don't want to think that hard. But I know he has made some records that have been like top joints, and he has found himself on TV shows, on fucking interviews. I mean, he just found himself in a great position, and you know, it's all about publicity. And you're right, he does because of the position he put himself in. Now he can afford to go get a whole album full of features. He doesn't even have to say one word except "we the best." You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't. You know, I always have that one comment that I make about when I met him, but I'm not going to do that now because he's not that guy anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And you had high praise for him as an individual and as a very, you know, down earth.
That was years ago. That was my XM radio days.
Okay.
Yo.
No doubt. No doubt. Indeed. You know, and again, I just feel like, you know, the Jeffersons are in order here because he made it the whole way up. And yep. I don't even make it the whole way up. He's got Coons out there. Hove.
Yeah.
You know, Hove is out there. Yep. You know what I mean? I just, you know, and Fat Joe, too.
He said, and Fat Joe, too.
Well, I kind of just skipped the Fat Joe topic because he is definitely not the person that he was, yo.
He may
want to beat me up if he ever sees me, which is sad because I'm going to take your money if you even breathe on me wrong. But it's like he was like, we could have said he was going to be great. He had the propensity to be great. You know what I'm saying?
You mean he's a long way from DITC?
Oh, long way. And not, like you said a couple weeks ago, not that he can't probably get back in the lab and do something like that, but his outward self is so right now, social media, look at me, look what I got, look at this stupid watch I got. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, Fat Joe, man. So he lost me. I don't have nothing negative or positive to say about Fat Joe. It's just, well, I'll say it's sad that all that potential to be great is switched off to something else that is, hey, he might see it as great, but in the long run, yo, you look like Emmitt Smith.
Oh, in a Denver Broncos uniform?
And his career, switching teams, trying to hang on. Come on, man.
Oh, shit. So
you didn't take it where I thought you was going to take it, to shut it all down. This is what I thought you was going to say. You could buy a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So what he did wasn't like somebody voted him in there.
Make it clear.
So he didn't buy it.
He didn't buy his own. What happens is, like, you know, like the York, Pennsylvania JC's Club or whatever city JC's Club or fan club or whatever it is, they raise the money to get these people Hollywood stars. Now, if your name is of note, you will definitely, somebody gonna get moved for you on Hollywood or Vine. But there's mad streets with that shit on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's mad streets. Like,
man, you know, I saw a picture of a homeless encampment on the streets with the Walk of Hollywood Fame on it, by the way.
There's mad streets with
it. I did see that. It might have Burl Ives in them, you know, stars. I don't know, but...
Some producers you never heard of, but they have...
Okay.
The people who got them a star.
Aye.
So I'm not bothered when people get Hollywood stars. I laugh because I know the real deal now. You know, used to think, oh, they got a star on Hollywood. Oh, God. But no, it costs $30,000 and I'm not shutting him down.
I thought that's what you were going to do.
No. Some group of people, whether he put them together or they put themselves together, came up with the money, and he has a star on Hollywood. And wasn't Jay-Z was there and 50 Cent was there? I saw pictures.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. So I want to give a shout out to T-Bear 183.
Did I?
No, you said 50. I didn't see 50. I saw Fat Joe.
No. I'm trusting. Not 50. Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
Joe.
I was like, damn.
But anyway,
we were talking about that dude, and there's a lot going on with him right now, like, too. Damn. So, yeah.
50. I was like, 50 after what he did to that nigga. I was like, I can't even be nowhere near around this nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
Ever.
Okay, so anyway, let me get back to the shout out to T-Bear 183. And the reason I'm giving a shout out, because maybe I'm thinking Nas listens to the show. How many weeks have I said that Nas needs to go ahead and print up some copies of Magic on vinyl?
And you know what? You must have did it. Because as soon as you said it, a couple weeks later, here it pops up.
Yes, sir. You go to massappeal.com and pre-order the Nas, the wonderful EP.
Oh, you already got yours already.
Yeah.
As soon as T-Bear sent that shit, I was like, these niggas think they slick.
you ordered yours already. I see it.
Yeah,
you got
receipts. I didn't get the color one. King Killer said, they got the black. Oh, I hurried up and went on there and got the black one.
Yeah,
it's going to sell out quick.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, after the show, I'm putting my bib in, too.
This probably might be sold out already.
Nah, it ain't sold out yet.
I'll sell you one.
Nah, see, the thing is about this vinyl game. Let me tell you about this vinyl game. See, all the tack heads is going to go for that colored vinyl up top. You know what I mean? I'm just an old fogey, so I'm gonna just get the $25 black. But I've been asking Nas for it. Thank you, Nasir Jones, because maybe sneak tip you listening to the Hip Hop Digest, and I appreciate that. No doubt, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is some local DC news. Again, we're into the rest in peace portion of the show, but the first one we'll start out is some local DC, because you know, you live here and you watch the news every night, and you get to know some of these people. We want to say rest in peace to Wendy Rieger.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy Rieger?
Yes.
Wendy Rieger.
Channel 4.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, Wendy Rieger passed away due to cancer. She basically, I came here in the winter of 88. I guess she joined News 4. I came here in the winter of 87. She joined News 4 in 1988. And so it's like a fixture in your home day after day. And that
every
goes
night.
And really, that's the big three, Channel 4, Channel 9, and Channel 7. I mean, those are the three, but you watched all those different networks for different reasons. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And so just a lot of people may be surprised.
Her and Jim Vance was like husband and wife on the TV show.
Yeah, I mean, they were, yes. And that was the Channel 4 big knockout lineup right there. So, yes, you know, rest in peace to Wendy Rieger. Yo, she hails from Norfolk, Virginia.
Wow.
Right down Tidewater area.
Yes, indeed. And obviously, as far as hip-hop goes, the big news, we want to say rest in peace to DJ K Slay, who passed away due to COVID-19. Tragic for a whole lot of different reasons. I'll be the first to say that us on this show did not agree with every single solitary thing K Slay did and was about. But that's beside the point. But K Slay, what makes it a big, big tragedy is that people do not understand his history. And how, for goodness sakes, the man was in Wild Styles in 1983 and is writing doing whole cars. I mean, K Slay in the history of graffiti, we ain't talking about a cat who's standing around.
He wasn't holding no spray cans.
Right.
You know what I mean? This was a guy who's doing whole cars and is a prominent artist as far as on the graffiti scene, Hall of Famer style. Okay, so we talking about hip hop here, Wild Styles, for goodness sakes. Okay, but he also has a deeper history than that. you know, going from graffiti artist to DJ himself, okay, and is the author and inventor of the Street Sweeper series.
Street Sweeper.
Yeah.
Where literally, and I'm not even talking about street sweepers on a commercial level. I'm talking about street sweepers over 500 mixtapes released on the street. Week after week, when you're buying street sweepers because you want to hear Jada Kiss and Beanie, and you're buying street sweepers because you're just getting introduced to G-Unit and 50 and all the people in the 90s all the way into the mid 2000s. Yo, he's responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for that, as well as the moniker Drama King.
Yeah.
Drama King.
So, you know, yeah. That is crazy. It says over 500 mixtapes in 10 years. And that's that amazing. Is, yeah, that's amazing. And that's the height of the Africans walking up and down 125th Street or any of the hoods, Patasco Flea Market, where the whole fucking table has got street sweepers from 29 to 79 on the damn table. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, I remember those days. Matter of fact, and then actually, when we get off the show, I'm gonna pull out some street sweeper jobs.
Oh, shit.
I got a few of them myself, you know what I'm saying? And to, you know, K Slay, obviously in his later years, the Gentleman's Magazine Straight Stunting.
The Gentleman's Magazine.
Yeah, the
gentleman. One of the models we used to use for G Light Films is. Was on that
was on that platform Straight Stunting. The Gentleman's Magazine, Straight Stunting Magazine. So I mean, he did so many different things. I guess, again, and you know, think about K Slay, he was one of the New Yorkers who really did give an opening door. And it's one of the things I disagreed about K and his, he gave an open door to a lot of guys who couldn't rhyme. A lot of guys were making a lot of money, most of them from the South, but they were flush with cash coming to New York. And you know, K Slay's on that Harlem Hustler shit. And you know, yo,
money.
Yo, son, it's about the cash, nigga. You know, come through.
Yeah.
So, you and know, right. And you know, and cats won't. I don't know what's up with, you know, the Southern psyche. I don't know if these cats is going to give K Slay his due, but he was one of the major New Yorkers who opened the door to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
much to your chagrin.
Much to my chagrin. No doubt about it. Because it wasn't even like these guys was really representing. And K Slay knows MCs. I mean, hell, he was Papoose's biggest booster.
Oh, yeah. That was his man.
That was his man, 50 grand.
He believed in Papoose when nobody else did.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So he knows good MCing, but he had to be thinking to himself, God damn it, you know, while I'm up here on Hot 97 or I'm up here on any other dial, on up and down the dial, they paying me a lot of money to come up in here. You know
what's
what
up,
mean?
Man? You got some thoughts on it?
Who, me or...
Somebody, I guess.
Oh, yes.
I know in his later years, I seen that one, he had that, like, an hour-long video where he had, like, 100 MCs.
Yes.
That was pretty dope. I like that.
Yes.
More of that type of stuff.
Well, I mean, and that shows he was actually coming back to the culture anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, he made the money moves that he could and when he did. But then at the end of the day, I think he started looking at the culture and saying, let's not forsake this hip hop thing. I mean, for goodness sake, Coco La Rock was on that video. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Coco La Rock really never rhymed like that.
And yo, check it out, yo. Another thing that we got to just touch on a little bit. Is, you know, now that the hyperbole, just be trying to pull your words, King Killer, but now that the hyperbole is settled down, it's the fact that he still passed from COVID, knowing that he's not been well for a long time.
Well, back in December, we did give him a, you know, get well, K. Slay. I mean, he was on a vent for, you know, like, he had been suffering with COVID for a long time, you know. So
that shit's not gone. There are still people suffering, not just him.
I drive the city bus now, and just today they lifted the mandate where you didn't have to wear a mask on the bus. They did that this morning, and then in this afternoon they switched it right back. You had to wear your mask again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, shout to Lou Adams. That's my side hustle, driving a city bus.
I saw that. I do the same thing, bro.
Yeah, it's my side hustle, so, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Lou, you let heads ride free?
Man, it you know, I was in the military too, and I worked corrections. It's hard for me to let these cats ride for free, man. I'm going to put something in this box or kick rocks. And you ain't going to wear no mask either?
Oh, man.
You're definitely putting something in the box.
All right, that's what's out. Shout out to all my transit bus drivers out there. Represent,
what's
no
that dude
doubt.
From the Honeymooners.
Oh, shit.
Ralph Cramden.
Hey, yo, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. So, again, we say rest in peace to DJ K. Slay. Yo, this is a big loss in hip hop. No question about that. You know what I'm saying? Indeed. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I'm saving this for last because it's one of these young boys. Okay.
I was waiting for that one to pop up. I was like, what young boy? When is it coming?
So I'm seeing this name pop up a lot or whatever. I don't know him. I don't know his music. This is a question for the trap music lovers, or I should say, not even trap, my nigga. For the Brooklyn drill lovers, who the flying fuck is Fabio Foreign?
Oh my goodness, my nigga.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. And I'm gonna tell you what.
Okay.
The only reason, I know about the nigga. Yeah, I know about the nigga, and I've seen his name around. He's been around for a little bit, for a minute, doing his thing. But the only reason that name really just rings a bell, it has I want to say a bad taste in my mouth, because good for him. He's got a record in heavy, heavy, heavy rotation in New York. Well, a few weeks back, my wife's uncle passed. Well, that's inside the knowledge. We didn't do the show. That was the week we didn't do the show. That's why. So we went to New York for the funeral. And we're up there, and you know, as soon as you get to New York, you want to put on Hot 97, see what's going on.
No, you don't.
I still do. I want to see what's going on. I'm putting on to see what's going on. Not the curiosity like I used to back in the day when they was playing motherfucking Rakim and shit on the radio. Nah. Back then, you used to have the tape playing, ready to start recording.
Right.
Yeah, now I just go up there just to see what they're playing. They got like fucking 12 songs that they play. And one of those 12 songs that they play is one of those Fabio Foreign joints. It's a New York joint, basically similar to Jay-Z joint talking about New York. And I swear to G, man, we driving and traffic, you know how traffic is in fucking New York, is ridiculous. So we driving and we ain't even go a mile and the song came on twice. In traffic, it came on twice. They played it, played some commercials, came back, played a song, and then played it again. I was like, what the hell? They killing this New York song. They fucking it up. So, like I said, if I was living there, I wouldn't be able to stand that fucking song. That shit would be on my damn nerves.
So, Mr. Foreign is a 32-year-old guy. I guess his first hit record was a record called Big Drip in 2019. He's classified as a Brooklyn drill rapper. I did watch a current song with him and Quavio in an Atlanta strip club.
Oh, shit.
Talking about he's going to bring Magic City, or he's going to rename New York Magic City or something to that effect. Watched a couple of videos in the drill style. Keith Chief and the Chicago guys who invented that, they should be super, super proud. The same niggas in the county bullpen jail look. A lot of guns, a lot of that. The signifying, you know, gun shells, or however, I don't know, cross between, yeah, cross between Birdman, Birdshot, and a Mac-10, I guess, something, I don't know.
Birdman and Birdshot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So they're doing all of that, you know what I'm saying? Skinny jeans, you know what I'm saying? You know, strictly off the booty, a lot of Bobby Shmurda dancing going on. You know, around other niggas. Now, to Mr. Fabio's credit, he does have more broads in the video than most.
That word.
But all that being said, I'm just saying he's the new guy, you know. And I like to know the drill aficionados and the people who defend that, you know, is he, I'm assuming he's the guy, you know.
He's definitely that guy now.
Killer.
Yeah.
I want you to rest on your laurels, knowing that in 15, 20 years, Mr. whatever his name is you just said, he going to be looking back thinking, yeah, I shouldn't have made all that drill music with them broads in the video.
He going to be on his Waka Flocka shit, son?
You know, I wonder about that because, again, like I said, the imagery of the video is pretty standard. If you're a director in the video, you know what you got to bring in. So of course you have the county bullpen look, and of course he does bring in a certain amount of females, which breaks up the video a lot. Now there's a lot of money on the street here. There's a lot of, not so much money at the face, but they're doing the deck of cards, you know, the full Monty of cards, with not like single bills, with like bricks. You know,
they should listen to DJ Khaled. That's dumb.
So, you know, they're doing all of that type of thing. Now,
don't they understand what's happening right now, though?
The Atlanta Strip Club, a lot of, you know, all the designer liquors, the Coombs, Ace of Spades.
These niggas is acting like the Sears catalog back in the day. Look what I got that you can come get.
Sears catalog.
What are y'all doing, yo?
So, yeah, Mr. Fabio Foreign, and you know what I'm saying, and he forever is, you know, a lot of F's for me, and I mean fail, because I do and I mean it. You know, who the flying fork is Fabio Form, because he's a fail as a rapper, as far as I'm concerned.
And you said that shit without fucking getting your tongue twisted up.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Emphasized it with the hand gesture. Fail.
This is the same nigga that said the Walk of Hollywood fame about four times.
Yeah.
And I said, damn, he said that shit straight.
Yeah, he did. Damn, what's his name?
Fabio Ford.
Fabio, yeah. Ford.
Yeah, he.
Okay.
I guess he's the new hot nigga now.
Yeah, he's a new guy. I can't wait till the text chain chimes in, because I want to know, you know, how good the guy really is. You know what I mean?
You know who you want to hear from. Just say it.
I'm going to say it once.
Tip of your tongue.
I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it again. I don't think he's a fan of trap or drill. I think he's a region rapper more than anything else. That's all.
Okay, well then there it is.
Yeah, I don't think
easy.
Yeah, I don't think he's a fan of that stuff. I think he's just a region rapper more than anything else. So, no doubt. So before we get out, I want to hear from the guest or whatever. Is there anything, you know what I'm saying, you want to shout out, you want to plug, or you know what I'm saying? You know, you want to tell us about yourself? Did you used to be a DJ? Did you used to spin? Did you used to produce beats? You know, any of that good stuff, man. What's good?
Can I, before that?
Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up?
What's up?
I just want to ask, it's a new question. I don't think we've asked it before.
What's that?
How did you come across the Hip Hop Digest show?
Oh, yeah, you asked that in the last guest, and I was like, that's a great question.
Back when I was doing podcasts, you guys were on Podomatic.
Oh, damn, you
shit.
Go back that far?
Yeah.
Go back that far, because I remember one day I had a podcast called Gumbo Sessions.
Yes.
Killer shouted me out. It made my day.
Damn, oh, I remember shit. Gumbo Sessions. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did that way back in the day. I used to DJ, you know, once the scene turned, I just let it go. So now I just DJ in the basement, with my crew. We have little sessions down here. Everybody get on the tables.
Oh, that's all we do.
we go record store shopping on Saturday's record store day. We're going as a crew.
Okay.
We shop for records all day. Then we're going to get something to eat.
All right.
We do every year, man.
All right.
No doubt.
Damn. Gumbo sessions. Wow.
Indeed. Yes.
Automatic. Wow.
Yeah, no Podomatic. That was the beginning days when we first started.
No doubt.
All right, my bad. I just want to make sure we start throwing that in when we have people and see how you came across us. What stone you picked up and saw us.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I've been with y'all. You see the shirt I got on, right?
Oh, he's rocking Hip Hop Digest, John.
Digest for real.
Big fan of y'all, man. Big
fan. Hey, send a picture of that on a text chain or something so we can get that.
Man, I got you.
Okay, peace.
So no doubt. So anyway, anything you want to plug, anything personally you know, want to shout, your friends, family, whatever?
Give a shout out to my crew, my buddy Jazz Ali. Buddy Treble Free, my buddy Money Win. We're going digging this weekend, and I'm thanks for letting me be on the show, fellas. I've been looking forward to this. I appreciate it.
Oh, ain't okay. No problem. I know you was getting a runaround for a minute. They're like, damn, these niggas is fucking with me. He keep telling me gonna be on the show, then he canceled on me. But it's all good, baby.
Okay. What's good?
I think actually he backed out first though, right? Did that happen?
Well, he couldn't do the show that day.
Oh, okay.
That week. But then I said next week you could do it. But then I was out.
Anyway, so how you feeling about the Bucks?
Truthfully, man, I'm not even a Bucks fan. I'm a Pistons fan. I'm from Michigan.
Oh,
man.
Okay. I see you representing. Okay, that's what's up.
You know, I went to the Brewers game the other day. Free tickets up in the suite, and they were playing the Cardinals. You know I was rooting for the Cardinals. Out here rooting for, I can't have the Bucks winning when I'm out here, man. It's like a cult out here.
Oh, okay. Good shit.
They support their team heavy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how the Lakers do? Oh, my bad.
Oh, B, that's
damn,
okay.
You had to throw that one out there, didn't you?
No doubt. Hey, that's all right. That's all right.
My Sixers for now.
Oh, Joel Embiid looked like the man, though.
He should be MVP.
He looked like the man. He won't be, but he should be.
Damn. I agree.
But I agree with you. He won't be, but he should be. I agree.
Should have been last year, too, but this year, definitely.
Indeed.
Anyway.
So, all right. So I guess we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous.
All right. This week, we got Leap Dog and BBA, the menu. That's Leap Dog and BBA, the menu. UK stand up. Then we got Funky DL, still classic. That's Funky DL, still classic. UK stand up. So man, it's a UK lineup today.
Man, goddamn, Funky DL, everything he does is wonderful. He's just a wonderful artist, yo. I'm just being honest with you, no doubt. And I want to give a shout out. And we didn't do the show, and maybe we did. And if I'm double shouting it out, so what, son? That Cypress Hill record was dope.
I told you.
It was dope, and it was inspirational because it goes to show you what we've been talking about on this show, a steady drum beat, why it is difficult for veteran guys to do something.
Well,
with all these goddamn producers out there. Now, here we got Black Milk, who ends up doing the entire Cypress Hill Joan. To spectacular results.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cookbook for bringing that to my attention to bring to your attention.
Wait a goddamn minute now. Now I got a motherfucking problem here.
Uh-oh.
Let me shut this whole shit down. Mr. Oh, King shit. Killer, what do you see there on Hip Hop Digest Show 657?
Oh, yeah, it was on there.
Benny the Butcher and Tanner Talk 4 and Cypress Hill Back in Black.
It's on there, no doubt. Respect to Curtis, but like literally like 2 weeks before that.
Oh, okay.
Cookbook.
Okay.
Put it on some other shit that I'm on. And I was like, oh, let me listen to this shit. And I was like, oh, y'all got to listen to this right here.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. That Cypress Hill record is a good record.
It really is. Even Sendog is sounding.
Oh, my goodness.
Respectful on there.
Oh, my goodness. And so I'm just saying, it's inspirational, and it should be a shot to all the veterans out there. There's too many talented producers who are doing quality work for you to go out cheap, you know what I'm saying, with your wife's cousin. on beats.
Damn, B. What if your wife's cousin is Pete Rock?
Or just trying to sound like what's on the streams.
Well, that's true, too. Yes, yes.
Stop trying to sound like the streams. Do you?
Yeah.
So. Streams might not be you.
No doubt. So.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I fucked up. I did miss a topic.
Oh.
We ain't said too much about Drake in a while.
Okay, overtime. Hip-hop real digest quick, overtime. Blackface alert.
Real quick.
Blackface alert.
So as I'm scrolling through my news feed on one of them, not no social media shit, like a regular news shit, I came across some shit that said where Drake has done more, something, has more streams than everybody.
Oh, before 1980 or something like that. Yeah.
Immediately in my head. Now, this some dumb shit that came in my head. I was like, because them niggas wasn't streaming, nigga. Simple. How many albums have you sold, my G?
Well,
nothing compared to them niggas.
Exactly.
When I saw that, and I thought to myself, okay, so what is the new math in reverse? Because if they say you got to have X amount of streams per track, and then you're giving people like Bodak 10 gold records or 10 platinum records for X amount of streams, how many gold records between Off the Wall and Thriller does Michael Jackson get because he sold damn near 150 million records? I don't know. I'm just asking. I wonder what the per track equivalent is in reverse. I don't think anybody's doing that math, but
nah.
I got to think. Or even if you're not even Jackson or somebody like, you know, the Eagles, who another ones who done sold 100 million actual physical records.
Physical.
Wonder what the per track equivalent is in reverse.
Because those numbers got to be astronomical.
Yeah, it got to be.
Yeah, if they was to go ahead and do the numbers on that shit, would be crazy.
And well, they'd have to shut down
every
their new
time
heroes.
We talk about this new math shit, B, I'm telling you, son, we might not be around, but this shit gonna be coming around, and niggas is gonna say this shit was fucking fucked up. These niggas made this shit up. They made all this shit up. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what that aging rocker. Damn it, I forget his name now, but he said there's only two people making money. He said it's Drake and Taylor Swift. He said the only two people making money in the new digital era is Drake and Taylor Swift.
And that's how many streams he has to fucking get for you to be talking about him making money. Because they ain't giving nobody no money.
No, sir.
So Drake is being robbed and Taylor Swift is being robbed.
Well, but they're making,
they're being robbed on the streaming services they are, because they ain't giving nobody no fucking money. So you think about how much money really they are generating to be making money. That's crazy.
I will, before we get out, I will give a shout out to Easy Bake, who is like the new math one, old fogies zero.
Wow. Oh, yeah. He is definitely a believer in the new math, but I guess he has to be.
Yeah, of course. I mean, his whole fucking shit is predicated on it. So, you know.
Hey, Easy Bake, I'm going to have a shot of Gin Livet. Gin Livet, whatever it's called. I'm going to have a shot of that for you, brother.
Indeed, no doubt. All right, so let's get out of here. Yo, I'd like to thank our guest, Lou Adams, for representing, riding with us. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do like we always do. I'm going to see you next week. Peace.
One.
Sure.
Is a blessing while I answer questions. Fuck everyone confessing, kids, you know I'm messing. Congestion. What we had for lunch, hard for digestion. Cramps, Royal Rumble, so the ring is full. Ring is full. This is torture aggravation, a blow up balloon. And when it pops, is it fragments of shrapnel? Organ bits and particles cover over the grassy knoll. People party living barefooted all in. A sloppy presentation of the place that I done been. Yeah.
They got everything. Domestic violence, drugs rarely silent. Church people want it quiet. See that guy behind the hydrant on the left side. Supplying them drifts that'll make your soul come out of your body. That's robbery. Shaping into something human, plans like your pottery. Bro got art, no not hot. With no beginning, no ending, impossible where it starts. Flesh hook sharp, price right like bar bar. Wicked metal handlers who take over parks. Intimidation, gun guys from hands of sedation.
Switch,
punks glide from man's devastation. Hockey mask Friday on the 1-3, the daily. Fighting over land you don't own, that shit is crazy. Everybody's dad is missing, that's the theme paralysis. While it's just a shame, the game run on autopilot. Bangs into the mountain, beat the flames out of the cannon. That lefty bust from round one, they call him wasted anthem. Total up the damage, pull out a black suit. Mourn for a day or two and sit inside a cube. Have a trip on the wall for your family, dude. They sensitive, coded in anger, you know the truth. Got respect to have a buy you a self. Hazard it, ain't it felt? They ain't asking for help. They finding them the low and grimy with a lack of the choices. Ain't got out of hoist and they moving. You see the boys in there. Smart enough to make a plan to take what's yours. Righteous fungi, that's the poisonous force. Ayo, burn a L of three and then I gotta leave. Alright, yeah.
In remembrance, we reminisce, down to the first kiss, up to the purchase, when at that very moment you like, really is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus, when you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters, we go through many moments, living life is just upon us, when you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest, be yourself, and that's all that I can say, be yourself. There will never be another you. I'm blinded by the thought of you. Constantly take your mind to an elevation uncharted. Made a little life. Look what we started from being modest on this path of life. You riding regardless, whatever odds is. To memories, I take a swig. Back when I was just a kid. Imagining this moment, many years I gazed upon it. The mistakes that I have made could have got caught up in my way. Could have been an early grave, but life said not the day. So keep living and strive for the best and never less. Treat yourself low when no one else is treating you higher. Been through all the fire, my soul, it won't expire. Like best friends turning to liars, we're all betrayed. Cause negativity is usually a block away. Be yourself. Just be yourself. In every case, retaliation leaves a stain. And the only time one drains by your loving when it rains. In remembrance, we reminisce. Down to the first kiss, up to the purchase. When at that very moment, you like, really is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus. When you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters. We go through many moments, living life is just upon us. When you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest. Be yourself, and that's all that I can say, be yourself.
I take the words to heart chronologically when it starts. From beginnings to currents to endings is where it stops. Each moment is perfection, though beauty is imperfection. The feeling we can take on this world and past questions. The quartz, every crystal embedded up in the necklace. Essence is like a goddess, will balance you over spottom. Peak season is autumn, it all dies in the winter, then rebirths in the spring, full blooms in the summer. And at the streak of lightning ejaculating through thunder, the universal unspoken language is in the open. Interpreted like a language, can't understand it, it's dangerous. Love is like a potion with flames you can't extinguish. The way you keeping me in my zone is pure genius. Be yourself, just be yourself. In every case, retaliation leaves a stain. And the only way I'm drained by your loving when it rains. In remembrance, we reminisce. Down to the first kiss, up to the purchase. When at that very moment, you like, really, is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus. When you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters. We go through many moments, living life is just upon us. When you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest. Be yourself, and that's all that I can say. Be yourself.
Favorites of mind state, your pupils are dilate. Your people don't fly straight, the snakes hit the sideways. Shook to death when they acting no irate. Try and shake, you find mate, it's summer, you time late. Whether it's good or bad, I see the fear monger. Working every day in the temp, instead of hunger. Forgetting what we under, the infinite skies. The excuse that they make always beginning with the lies. As the temperature rise, they crumble like day leaves. So make this album on the day my last one pre-days. Fuck the pressure of fear, legendary is clear. Nobody ever expected me to be here. Yeah, 4 hours, active like the bomb from the past. This, like the mushroom, seeing go around the masses. I blast this, fuck what's holding you back. Take the lead, you'll remember when I told you this fact.
Yeah, your fear is in your mind, your mind. Hey, yeah, you hear it all the time,
time.
Turn on your radio, you're fine. It's the blind, needing the blind, recline, reading the sign. Your fear is in your mind. Hey, yeah, you hear it
all the time,
turn on your radio, you're fine. It's the blind, needing the blind, recline, reading the sign.
The picture that they love to paint is doom and gloom. Like this shit, it will be finished and be over soon. Wouldn't be a soldier in their war if you saw the platoon. They serve you with a fork and a spoon, and that's in bite-sized pieces. But only if you let them, my words cut out their venom. We fought with steady pen and get caught, that's level pegging. They do your fucking head in, but that's why I keep it all up there and don't let them get in. I'm riding in on a fuck you and I'll see you later. The way you measure with your eyes might not be true later. Trying to sun you, but the situation's Darth Vader. So you fight them all, lightsaber, find layer. So when you get that feeling inside that you ain't taking it, embrace that shit, make their faces drip, and go out scrapping if you have to. Fuck if it's a bad mood, never let them mash you.
Your fear is in your mind, your mind. Hey, yeah, you hear it
all the time.
Turn on your radio, you're fine. It's the blind leading the blind, recline, reading the sign.
Your fear is in your mind, your mind. Hey, yeah, you hear it all the time.
Turn on your radio, you're fine. It's the blind leading the blind, recline, reading the sign.
To a constantly surprising degree.
Yo, I knew this cat named Zakes. I used to send him tapes. The A&R at Jive, he used to mess with Tribe. I would turn up with no appointment, keep the hope alive. Sat in reception with my music on cassette. And after 20 minutes came down looking perplexed. Like, did I book you in? I think I must have missed the memo. I know it sounds cliche, but listen to my demo. The Zakes left Jive, went PWL. Around the same time, I be rocking the bells. It's the funky takeover, giving rap a makeover. Radio, playing my records without no payola. Within a couple years, Zakes working another label. Almo, Southwest London, he may be able to hook a brother up. I guess I have to place my bets. The next thing I know, we sign Soul Silhouette. Put me in the studio to see how soulful I get. Making record after record, and all from the sake, cause Zakes putting me on a make. Classic was the day.
Yeah.
downstairs in the lab working on track. Zakes was upstairs at his desk with a Pepsi Max. But the next thing I know, my whole deal fell apart. Yo, but Zakes told me about this new label he would start. So I signed with Upmost and put Classic out. Saw me doing this up close, knew what I was about. I was all about the music. Heartfelt Integrity came next, produced it. After that, we went our separate ways. I went fully independent, but remember the days of a young man giving a young boy a shot. And my only job was to give it everything I got. So that's it, that's the way we form Classic. So if you're fortunate enough to have the plastic, I salute you. You a captain, you a general, you got the minerals. You've been supporting me way before the digital. Zakes Gordon, the story untold. And yo, there's more to the story, but I'll keep it on hold for real.
Anything I possess, take it. It's all from the heart, cause even if I get butt naked, fresh start. Why does God create life and anyone can end it? We fragile, all of us interdependent. Your next breath is not instant stone, that's deep. When Grim Reaper comes, your flesh and bones and sleep forever. Never to repeat them transgressions, a blessing in the form of a lesson. If you ain't working, you ain't earning your plate, just living. By how you live and be deciding your fate, I'm driven. How you live and be deciding your fate, I'm driven. Fallen destinies, I'm trying to escape, I'm feeling. Anxiety, steady anxious to know the plot of coming days, contemplate, will I make it or not? Can't walk away from what's real because it's always present. One day we ain't gon' cheat, death, back to the essence. One day we might just see each other as one, but now we glorify guns and have mercy for none.
How you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or trident?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
How you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or trident?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
I capitalize on my situs within relations to the issues. Dabbing your plans, planetary advance. I'll advise niggas, but still ain't surprised the bed rise, nigga. Cause you can't get the dead to rise, nigga. What is life after death? Either you dead or alive, cause hell is death itself. Life's a precious gift, a privilege. Listen to this, don't waste your time. Switch your shit, get on to better things. We're moping in your ghetto dreams. It's always resting in peace. Ain't nobody fucking with a nigga deceased. Leaving his loved ones in grief. Who you know they came back to say that there's a ghetto heaven at the least. Or if hell really bring the heat. Believe in the breath of life. Glorify the death of thee. I mean, don't glorify the death of thee. Long life expectancy, same thing. You shackled in the game, change as the world maintains on its axel without your hat sale. Shame on your public assets, shackle and still cast it as the masses just pass it. Much pain on them insensitive bastards. I swoop down from the rafters with something deadly, unexpectedly relevant to your melody. That punk ass shit, you ain't selling me. You won't last long. What the fuck you telling me? You have strong, better pass on like death, never to come back on.
Never to come back on.
How you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or trident?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
How you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or trident?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
You just a dead nigga.
No God, word to the wise. No rehabilitation, gets the law telling lies. Pinned up, try to lock my sins up. See better days in life, 2 to 15. That's fucked up, 2 if I come clean. Daily routine, stay the same, never lean. Straight up, got sent straight up for serving them fiends. Played no contest, ever since seen no progress. Stress weighing on me like I'm sporting a vest.
I explode, like I had no self-control. Sins doing this is the evil that Hindu. Mixed with the scandalous things that men do. First class trip to 6 and green is how I send you. Sam Cooke style. You can't read me, nigga. Close the book down. Your deep mouth got shook now. I put my foot down. Now you got potholes in your lawn and you slipping. Cause real caught you slipping and didn't hesitate to position.
Recognize up against me, but don't second guess until they fence me. Handcuff,
transported, long stay reformatory. Existing predatory, like hell is headed for me. Negative connotation from those who tell the story. Emphasis on the cash, fast, my life looking gory. Blemishes from the system, my arch nemesis. Images of arrest should have fled the premises. When is this destruction gonna end where I exist? When is this destruction gonna end where I exist?
Are you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or tripe?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
How you living?
Do you respect life?
What you breathing?
Is it oxygen or tripe?
What you inhaling?
Something that'll shake your soul.
What's your intake without no self-control?
You just a dead nigga.